We want smoke.
Hey, the
shit
that I see,
apparently the clothing you wear.
I'm just saying that's part of it too, bro. All that is an essential part.
Just the clothes you wear gets you in trouble.
Yeah. Oh, fuck our intro. I don't think I heard our intro. All right, hold on. I'm looking for the intro, people. Because for some reason the show's not doing it.
Blog Talk Radio. We back!
What up? It's not your boy Ant Live, it's Nelly. And welcome to the D420 Show with your host, Ant Live, our old bitter bastard, Steve Stoner, and all the way from the West Coast, let's not forget, Smoking Joe Rocha. So sit back, get ready, smoke smoke to the D420 Show.
What up, Block Talk Radio? It's Thursday night. It's 9 p.m. It's the D420 Show. Let's rock, baby.
What up? It's your boy, Ant Live.
And OBB, old bitter bastard.
I'd appreciate the volume went down a little bit. You know, we got some shit going on in the studio that I'm not really appreciating. Some real disrespectful shit. I'm about to pull out the fly swatter and start hitting people.
Background noise.
Yeah. Well, you know, Grey's Anatomy's on and motherfuckers in my house.
Uh-oh. It's a shocking moment.
That bitch dead. I ain't trying to spoil it. Yo, spoilers, y'all, but that bitch is dead. Just throwing that out there. All right, mute that or whatever you got to do. But what up, y'all? What up? Y'all, Grey's Anatomy just got funky.
Oh.
The shit just got hot. All right. So, Steve Stoner, I haven't seen Steve Stoner since, 2 weeks? Two weeks?
Before the trip to Atlanta.
All right, before the Atlanta trip.
Yeah.
That was a doozy.
I'm sorry I missed last week's show.
I'm trying to find some pictures.
I wanted to hear about that.
I'm trying to find some pictures, bro.
Wanted to hear that rant. that you do so well.
Penny, do you got that picture? Oh, there it is. Okay. So, you know, I did tell y'all about it, but we'll just go back. We'll recap for Steve Stoner. When I went to the NRA convention. So I get to Atlanta, you know, I leave here in the morning, Penny drops me off, I smoked enough to get me through, you know what I'm saying? All the way to Atlanta, that was good, okay? So I get to the airport, I'm armed, I have my gun in my box or whatever. So I gotta go tell them that I'm declaring my gun. So, you know, they have me open up my suitcase, open up my gun box to show them, blah, blah, blah. Then I write my information, whatever. They take my suitcase. I go off into a different line. So obviously, I got to go through the whole checkup because I got the gun. You know what I'm saying? Because I go in line after I got my shit checked in. I go into the line to go to the TSA, and they got everybody going through the metal detector. Then they put the fucking rope on the metal detector and make me go through the full body scan check. So I'm like, yo, why the fuck I gotta get cancer for, bitch?
High security.
So yep. She's like, oh no, you know. And then after I'm in there, they open up the rope and have everybody else going through the thing.
I get that high security every time I go.
I said, that's bullshit. You niggas already know I gave you my weapons, motherfucker. So what? Yeah. Why is he doing this? You should be going after everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
They were looking for the one you had cheat.
No, I don't cheat shit, nigga. I ain't about that, my dude. Unless I'm in prison and it's life or death, I ain't butt plugging it.
The little lady's handgun.
So, I get there, I get there, get to the airport of Atlanta, and I jump on the little shuttle and, you know, see that nice little beautiful view.
Oh.
I'm like, that's gorgeous. Atlanta's gorgeous. I am ready.
The
for, red I'm
clay
ready.
Soil.
I'm like ready, my friend. So I GPS my hotel, and this is me driving up to the hotel.
Oh, all right.
Do you see what all that is? Do you see what that is? Hello, wait. Let me zoom into that.
It's the homeless encampment.
Okay. Right here is the soup kitchen.
Nice.
Nigga, my hotel is right here.
Well, at least you ate for free, then.
Shut the fuck up with that bullshit, nigga. So, let's go. Let's delve in deeper. Where is the... So, get to my hotel room. I go, look at the security on that door. Can you see the, outside?
I can see through it.
Yeah.
I can see through
it's
the
outside.
Door.
And this is where they filmed me to brush my teeth.
How much was this a night?
It should have been a dollar.
$100.
It should have been a dollar, nigga. This is how I had to sleep in the hotel. By the way, somebody told me this. Because I'm like, with all this shit going on, I walk right to security. They go, yo, your dog, come here. So, yo, my nigga. All right, you can just tell I'm not from here. I'm from out of town, nigga. I'm from the Bronx, folks. You know what I'm saying? I need some weed, my nigga. And not no bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I'm in room two. I know somebody up in here serving, so hit me up. You know what I'm saying? So he's like, how much you want? I said, that's what I'm talking about, dogs. Here's a 20. And that's when he came back. That's about a little less than a gram. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. They were cheating me. I was like, all right. But I had something to smoke on. You know what I'm saying? So I went to the store. I found me. Oh, I had to buy me a little. Because they didn't want to sell me the little metal pipe. I had to buy the crack pipe. You know what I'm saying? So now I got my gun, my knife, my crack pipe, my weed, my flashlight, because that shit was going to, the power was going out no matter what. And my entertainment, which was my candle, because some niggas didn't have no entertainment. This is what Atlanta looked like to me. I should have been driving around like this. Like that, nigga. And I should have been driving around. Like, yeah, I should just strap my gun first. All right, so let me see what else.
You should have had me drive you up there to Atlanta. And...
next time.
Travel with all your guns. Oh, yeah.
Is that a nice gun?
Uh-huh.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
A little belly coming out. Push it. Push it. Look at that bitch right there.
Ooh. I bet you couldn't hear a thing.
Yes.
Except when it hit your body. Thud. Where's your ashtray?
500 Smith & Wesson revolver. They welded a butt stock to it. Oh, man. But they just did a nice, clean job on it. That it just, like, yo, I want it.
You can make one.
I know. My skills ain't there yet, sir.
Yeah, they will be.
I was really, you know how I am about old guns. So I really stayed in this one area where they had some.
Wow, those
some
are
shit
nice.
That were like, man, bro.
That's artwork.
And it was the older guys that were checking me out. So that day that I went on that time, because I wanted to make sure that's like, what is that? What they call it?
Like a lithograph?
No. It's the steel, but what is it? They harden it. They harden it.
Etched or
so it, no, it doesn't get etched. It's just because they burn it, the way they heat it up, it starts to make that. I forgot what they call it. Damn.
Wow.
This is my mind right now.
That's pretty.
It's like hard blue or some shit like that.
Well, I'm glad you had fun. Trump didn't, did you listen to him speak? Did you go to that?
I didn't know, because I was like...
Didn't he speak at the convention?
He didn't go into the convention to speak. They had a dinner for the members.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, all the members had to register. Penny registered me and all that.
Right.
But my whole shit was I prayed myself, look at that motherfucker. The reason I took a picture of this is they put a red dot on there. How does that stay on there after that fucking 50 cal blows one shit? That's a fucking real. Probably a 30 mil. That's some crazy shit, nigga.
Now, is that the biggest firearm you can own as a
50, I think 50 BMG is the biggest we can hold.
And was that?
Or I think it's 30 millimeter. There's a guy that does, who was,
I remember you and you showed me that one time.
Guy with all the guns.
That Russian guy?
No.
Have a good day.
Oh, yeah, him too. That nigga has
that guy.
But there's a white dude that has, he has like all, he's like the biggest collection of World War One, Two, Three, all those guns. Surplus, military, everything. And he has mortars and he tells you which ones he has a tank, nigga. You can have a tank, nigga.
You can have a tank.
That smokes nice. That smokes very nice. Look at that. That's an upper so that you can put a belt on the little
air. This is actually the first time I've really going to get a good taste of it.
Look at those old classics. I started walking down here and these guys are like, hey, bro, you like older guns? I was like, older guns? These ain't older guns, nigga. These are motherfucking, it had just popped in my mind. I was like, these are, God damn it.
Classics.
Well, something like that. I was I said a different word. And he was like, oh, no, all right. I was like, bro. So these bitches right here, you don't shoot them, nigga. They shoot for you. You know what I'm saying? One of these shits is a fucking Winchester 22 pump. You know how old that is? A pump 22? That shit, I was bugging out. Anyways.
Hell, I got one of those in Canada.
It was fun. It was fun and everything. The hotel was fucking crazy. And not for nothing, Atlanta sucks dick. And I'm going to tell you why. Okay? Maybe the area I was in was all bum motherfuckers, so I really didn't want to talk to none of those bitches. And then the bitches that I was hollering at and the, you know, talking to inside the convention and shit, the shirts that I was wearing were quite provocative, you know what I'm saying? So they really wasn't, you know what I'm saying, feeling me in that manner, you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like I was going to be put on to any kind of parties, any part, anything. I wasn't going to get put on to a fucking any spot that was hot. I wasn't going to. And then I called my boy up, and I expected him to pick me up so that I can go to his club, because he does a thing called New York Nights. And nigga didn't finish. The nigga didn't call me back until Sunday.
Ah, jeez.
You know what I'm saying? So I drove out trying to find shit. But nigga, Atlanta's a fucking filled with one ways and roundabouts.
You had to make your way down to Peachtree Plaza and...
Nigga, I was around there. But let me just tell you, everything around Peachtree Plaza is garbage.
Strip clubs.
No, there wasn't no strip clubs, nigga.
What?
I didn't see shit.
Oh, my God.
Nah, because I was staying on Pine Street. And Peachtree Plaza is the one way you got to go around. It was all the one way, nigga. That was horrible, bro. It's like, yo, I can't... I went to the 7-Eleven on Friday night. I couldn't find the shit Saturday and Sunday ever again. Couldn't find it no more.
Speaking of one-way and roundabouts, when I was coming up here tonight, there was somebody going the wrong way in the circle. Talking about causing panic. Jesus.
Because people are stupid. So, I mean, it was just... Then I met up with my boy, and when I met up with him, I was like, come on, man, let's go have a couple drinks. So, you know what I'm saying? I got us a couple drinks. We sitting there chatting, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, yo, so what's up, nigga? What's out here, dogs? So, yeah, you know, I was kind of, you know, this man. I was just like, God, this ain't like fucking South Florida, bro. South Florida, nigga, where I'm at, I'm a stone throws away from where I want to. I'm more or less in the area more where I want to be. But I'm not where everything is popping off. I'm a stone's throw away from that shit. So, you know what I'm saying? It's convenient to be like, if I want to go out, I know. See, I'm a nigga, I haven't gone out in like, 4 years probably? Because I know it's there. It ain't going nowhere.
Hey,
when I'm ready to go back out, I'll be out there.
Speaking of going out, I'll bet the porn convention's coming up in a month or so.
Hold on. Hold on.
Quick, to the computer.
To the back computer. Let's Bing this, because I don't like Google no more. Fuck
oh.
Google.
All right. Porn Connect 2017.
Okay, people, if you don't know, we're tapping away. I'm sorry we're not as vocal as we usually will be.
Well, as soon as some pictures pop up, we'll get vocal here. Exotica, that's the name.
That's the name, there it is. Exotica 2017.
Official site.
Official site.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How you doing?
Jersey, Chicago, and Denver is the next 3 months. No, that's...
Ours is usually the end of May, beginning of June.
Well, this one is out in June here. Chicago, Illinois. Well, let's go back.
There it is. Goes down in Fort Lauderdale. Woo! We didn't see her.
This was 2013.
Oh.
I did see her. I interviewed her.
Where was I?
You were there. You were fucking looking all over the place and goddamn it, fucked up the whole goddamn 2017.
All right.
All right, we're having some little slow minutes here for the hold on. See? It's not going down here.
What?
It's not going down here, player. Exotica 2017 is in Chicago, Illinois. They have just ruined life in South Florida.
I'm going to consider suicide tonight.
Oh, no, don't do that. I just... That's a no-no.
Hey. I do have some news. I got something we can talk about.
I got plenty of news and shit to have, but talk. You know what the problem is? We started off this show talking about what my experience was, and well, then I went to the guns and all
this
that.
This is gun-related, so
all right,
here we
ahead.
Go.
Go ahead.
A trap shooting team in Minnesota has been told it can't appear in its high school yearbook holding rifles because of the school policy against firearms and pictures. The Big Lake High School shooters and their parents believe their firearms should be treated like any other sports equipment. Political correctness has gone way overboard, says parent Rick Anderson.
I couldn't agree with him more.
I think I'm right there with you. It's like a tennis racket. Baseball, a mitt, a glove, a basketball. It's a piece of sporting equipment.
That's what it is.
And shouldn't they have shotguns, not rifles? I mean, wasn't that wrong? A wrong statement there?
Where is this? Where was it? This was it?
Yeah, right there at the bottom. Posed with their rifles.
Isn't that fair? Because They're not even like semi-automatic shotguns. Oh, well, that's wrong. I'm sorry.
Hey,
no, the professionals use semis. So I'm sorry. Let me stop it there. But usually you get classic double barrels. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And they're usually ornate and they're beautiful. They're not black and scary. They're never made to look dangerous.
No, those guys have nice guns.
Yeah, like they make,
yeah,
and then they have these big scented ribs up on the top that has I'm dying to get one. You know what I'm saying? Those shotguns, when you're trapping, skeet shooting, the manufacturers of those shotguns make beautiful shotguns, like visually beautiful
Browning.
Shotguns. Yeah, Browning. Beretta's really a main joint.
Oh,
there.
Really?
Yeah, Beretta is, they have.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. But there's names that I can't even remember right now that are so classic, so really up there that they make guns that are $20,000 and they're double barrels. Like, and you're like, excuse me, $20,000 for two shots? But they're handcrafted. They're made with love. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's just. And then you read a story like this, it demeans those kids, number one. This is something they feel proud they're doing. They're not in the street. They're not threatening people. They're not dressed up with motherfucking vests and extra shit rolling around acting like, for this case, we need to kill niggas. You know what I'm saying? It's not even like that. And they're not out there shooting actual birds. Like they do in fucking England. They shoot birds or whatever those birds. I forgot what they call them. I guess they're sort of like pigeons or some shit.
Doves?
They're like doves, I think, something like that. They shoot those motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I forgot the name of one. That nigga, the Hell's Kitchen nigga, he did a video on YouTube where he went out there and he's talking all this bullshit about, like, why the hell do you need so many fucking shots for a damn bird? My nigga shot 80 shots and only got one bird. And that was because he was out of luck. And then he runs and then he grabs it and he cuts it up, he rips it apart and cooks it right then and there. You know what I'm saying? For the dude that was, for him and the dude that were out there shooting.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, and that's just fucked up. You know what I'm saying? It's something they're doing, and they got it going on in their school. So how the fuck do you got it going on in your school, but yet you are ashamed of it?
Right.
That's stupid.
I can't agree more.
Let me tell you something.
The baseball team shouldn't be allowed to hold their bats because that could be a weapon.
Hell yeah. Don't let Muslims take pictures with rocks anymore. Because you already know that's an assault weapon, nigga.
You think the high school has a Muslim club?
Yeah. And they're all holding rocks. Allah, you Akbar. I know God is great.
Minnesota.
You're right.
A Minnesota high school has a Muslim club.
Wait a minute. I think it's in Minnesota. That they got the highest Muslim percentage out there. That they got Sharia. They're trying to induct. You think I'm joking? I forgot.
No.
What that. Yeah, bro.
That would be funny, no.
And I think it is. I think it's Minnesota. Them niggas, them niggas lay out mats in the middle of the streets and do their prayers. And motherfuckers gotta sit there and wait. Yo, bro.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. Oh, man. Let me just tell you something.
Got time to wait.
Let me just tell you something. I think I just found the problem.
Get the hell out of here. Go pray. Go pray by the curb or something.
That house down the block, the one that has the entrance.
Yeah.
They're all Muslims.
Okay. I remember
today
the
when
party
I drove up. Their little son threw something at the car. So when I got out, they were swinging on something on the tree. So I walked over to them and I had my grill on. You know what I'm saying? So it was a little white boy and the little Muslim boy. And the little white boy looked at me and just ran inside. So the little Muslim boy was like trying to walk slow. So I said, hey, come here. And he's like, for what? I said, come here. He said, why? I said, come here. I'm going to tell you why. Come here. And he just turned around and ran through me. So what it was I was trying to see if the wire they were hanging on was a live wire that fell off from the top. Or it was just a cable that they threw up there. And from what I looked at, it looked like a cable. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, whatever. I just left. But I know he threw something at the car that I saw him. So I was going to say, don't throw shit at my car neither, faggot. So when I came in, whatever, I used to ask me to throw out garbage. So I go up, throw out the garbage, and there's little girls now, older girls, and him. And they pointed at me. So I threw the garbage, and I started walking to them, and they all ran inside. So I was like, yeah, you know, my neighbor's looking at them. I'm like, what the fuck is this? They're running inside. I'm like, I'm not going to go chasing them. What the fuck? So I left. I'm not carrying myself in. I was like, yo, we're probably going to have a problem. And I said, I hope one of them niggas come over here with an attitude. Not for nothing, though. I know y'all niggas will listen to me and be alive. You think you're so tough? No, nigga. It's not even that. I got issues in my life, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I got issues that will put niggas in tissues.
Anger issues.
I got some issues, dog. You know what I'm saying? And to me, that's the greatest release, yo. I giggle so much when I get into a fight when I'm stressed out, bro. It's like so. It releases everything, bro. It's so good. I think about it makes me smile. Like, oh my God. I get all giddy and shit. I'm saying, if you was ever with me and you saw us getting some shit, you would wonder why. But I'm telling you, it just feels so good, yo.
Hey,
you think I don't get hit? Nigga, I get hit.
I can hear the guy. I don't know what we were doing, but the guy kept laughing. He kept punching me and laughing.
What is wrong with him? What is wrong with him? My Allah, that man is crazy. His God is crazy. Well, yo, if you ever got into some shit with me, if you ever was with Analyze, we got into a fight, it was a bunch of people, even a one-on-one, whatever, you would be like, yo, this nigga here, the fuck is wrong with you, bro? Oh, man. Oh, man. Funny as it is, funny as it is.
Drop it in there, Mr. Live.
Oh, man. All right, so what else? What else we got going on? Last week, I don't think I did the show last week because I passed the fuck out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
As a matter of fact,
I don't feel bad not calling in then.
I don't even think I got back with Smokey on that.
I set my alarm, and I got up. And I turned the alarm off, and I went back to sleep.
I was out, my nigga. Like, I think Penny tried to, and I might have grabbed my gun. Because, you know, I sleep in my shit right there by the pillow. I know she'd be looking at me like, I hope he's shooting stuff like me. Anthony Contruder! Where? By your head! Like, no.
Did I tell you that, the company has shorted me money.
Oh, my God. You see what I'm saying? Why I keep telling you, let me give you a gun, nigga. Did they play you? Because they know you. Anti-gun nigga right here.
Delivery money.
You told me about that.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. That you was, when you was like, well, how much have you made? You was like, $3.38. $3.38 today.
The other day, there's a big shot in from corporate, and there's the district manager. And the district manager is the guy who hired me originally. And so he comes in back, and he's on his phone, and he says to me, hey, Steve, how's it going? I said, okay, I guess. He said, well, what would make it better? And I looked at him, and I go, well, what would make it better is if you returned my damn phone calls. And he brings his phone down from his ear. He goes, what? I got called you twice in the last 3 weeks. I'm still waiting on a return call on either one of those concerns. Then I go, but I said, the first one, I heard you were on vacation. I said, so I'm going to give you a pass on that one. He starts chuckling. He goes, well, thanks. I said, but the one the other day, I'm not going to give you a pass on. He goes, what was wrong? And I told him, I go, I make probably a delivery a week. And I said, I've gotten $12.50 delivery fee. I go, there's something wrong. I'm not getting paid. And so he took care of everything. I got to, not everything, but he's trying to remedy
that non-ass whooping.
Yeah,
he's on
his way to taking care of things.
I get it. These motherfuckers, let me tell you, man, you motherfuckers can't play with money, man. Don't play with the money.
Yeah, that's
don't get
right.
Money, dog.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Shit,
you can't make money off of your customer, you have to take money from your employees, too. You're not doing shit.
Yeah,
right.
You
need to get another business.
Stop this.
Yeah.
And you need to do something else. That's it.
You need
so,
to.
Oh, you going bankrupt? Give me my cash. Excuse me? Give me my cash, nigga. You heard me. Oh, you broke. I don't give a fuck, nigga. You better tell that shit to your landlord. Give me my shit, nigga. Fuck wrong with you, bro. Playing that game with me, nigga. Like, we know each other from some fucking way. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you gotta do that, man.
Yeah.
You know what I like to do? I like to straight grill my boss. Just give him that fucking "I hate you and I'll murder fucking your monkey ass" right now. Look, like, but in the middle of a cool conversation. You see what I'm saying? Like, be having a good conversation with the nigga, and then for one split second, give him that bam, but I'll motherfucking murder your motherfucking ass. I'll choke the fucking life out of you.
So this chick from corporate comes from out front and back, and she introduces herself, and she says, so I understand you've been baking for a while, and I said, well, the first store was the original Offerdahl store that I worked in. And she says, well, I worked for them too. She goes, you must remember me. I go, no. Sorry.
see how sometimes your old age has slowed you down? You should have been like, oh, come here. Get down.
No.
Let me see the coffee.
No.
I don't remember you at all, no. Oh, she was scary like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, she was
a beast. Wait a minute.
She's a beast.
All right, man. All right, because, you know, I'm just saying. Steve thinks his dick is made of gold.
Yeah.
I know, Steve be like, I'm not dipping my stick in there. All right, let's stop all this and get to some real news. We haven't gone to nothing. It's been more than a half hour, 32 minutes.
We got to talk about the FBI guy?
Wait. We can talk about James Comey. I got it. All right, let's go talk about James Comey. First of all, everybody's happy and laughing that this nigga got fired. And then, but the problem is, these ignorant-ass Democrats, these senators, you know what I'm saying? It's them motherfuckers. That just, their agenda makes them look like assholes. Because when that nigga came out and was like, yeah, Hillary did some fucked up shit, they were all like, he's got no credibility. Hey, James Comey ain't shit. That nigga's a liar. Should be fired. Alright? Now they're talking about, oh, but, you know, he's investigating Trump. No, nigga. How many times have you got in front of the fucking Senate and the House where he was talking about we have no proof of collusion? If the nigga had proof, he'd have said we got proof of collusion and we're working on it, yo. And shit, I can't tell you, but we got this nigga by the balls, yo. They didn't do none of that shit. He kept saying, we ain't got no proof. All we know is that, you know what I'm saying, all we know is the nigga's a billionaire, and he's done deals with everybody across the world, and we thought we could throw that in his face.
This is better than that reality show he had. You're fired.
Yo. And then, when Trump is like, look, nigga, I allowed you to play the horse and carriage. I let you even do the investigation shit. So you had chances to jump out and be like, yo, we got this nigga by the nuts. You know what I'm saying? Don't underestimate us. We got him. You don't got it. You know I didn't do anything. I didn't want to have you here any fucking way, but I was leaving you there out of bias. I'm out of non-bias. I didn't want to be biased. I wanted to let you try to fuck me over, but you couldn't even do that, you loser. You're fired.
Did Trump fire him in a tweet or a text? Or?
No, he let him see it in the news.
With everyone else.
He said, don't tell him.
Don't miss the evening news tonight.
Hold the letter. Hold this letter until you hear that he calls in. Then I want someone to personally deliver the letter after he calls in. So he's on the phone, and then the letter gets to the door, like, ding, we tried to warn you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sorry, we're late.
My bad. so you already know? You already know already? All right, nigga. Damn, nigga. My bad. I had to stop at the store, nigga. I had to get a pack of cigarettes, dog.
Yeah,
a
couple Lucy's.
My bad, nigga. My bad. Hey, yo. You know what I'm saying? Give me your badge, though. Give me your badge. Give me your gun. Come on. That nigga needed to go, bro. First of all, that nigga there, see, people are so stupid. They're fucking dumb. That nigga came out on a press conference and said, every American has to understand that they have no privacy. He said that literally out of his mouth. We're in your shithole, no matter what you think. You know what I'm saying? He came out and told us that. Nigga, come on. How the fuck do you come out and try to be like, oh, no, you know, he should have been fired. That nigga needs to be fired. And whoever replaces him, that would be nice. I heard. But that's always bullshit. I heard there was that Trey Gowdy was on the list. And that would be nice because he's a ball buster, motherfucker. He's a ball buster. And if he was actually, if he's actually the way, if his ideology and his will is the way he perceives it to be, the way he makes everybody perceive it, then he would be great as an FBI director. Because he's really about the book. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if his actual, you know, if he really believes that. You know what I'm saying? Or if it's just an act. But nigga, it'd be more fun. You got all the resources in the world. You make the challenges on yourself because of the rules. But you got all these resources. How can it be so? It would probably be like a fucking checkers game. You know what I'm saying? Because no matter what, they get metadata off of all of our phone calls. Every cell, every text, it goes directly as a double shit. And that's bullshit. And we're dicking our ass, we fingers up our asses like, hey, I know. Fingers straight up the ass and scratching our nose with the same finger. Like, I don't smell nothing. I don't smell, isn't this fishy? I don't smell nothing. I don't smell nothing. Hey, you don't smell a fish. Your fingers up your ass, fucker. Alright? And then, on top of that, they take it over the internet because this ain't ours no more. This ain't free land no more. They already got a committee going over this whole shit. There's nothing you post up that's not recorded, saved, and everything. That's why I barely post up on Facebook. Only certain shit I see, I'd be like, yo, see how this is, blah, blah, blah. But I don't post up nothing real personal. Like, yo, I believe this. No, I don't mean you may see, I like this, all this nigga talking the truth, blah, blah, but you don't never hear Anthony say, this is the way I feel. Because those niggas will come and get everybody. You know what I'm saying? Steve, everybody.
Oh, no. Collateral damage.
But, you know, it's kind of fucked up because if you look at all these stupid protests that have broken out in big fights, this Antifa, they call anti-fascist, it's Antifa, Antifi or some shit like that. And then you got, BAMN, which is By Any Means Necessary. That's another group, activist group. You got Obama's activist group, the Organize for Action, OFA, Organize for Action. And these motherfuckers, these Antifa niggas, and a lot of them niggas, they go out there with their faces covered up, and they be fighting, they be attacking people, you know what I'm saying? Like a fucking riot. The police, like, what's really been going down is in California. Because in California, that shit's a commie state, nigga. That's a commie state, nigga.
Well, I was hoping our California connection called in, we could talk to him about it.
Shit's a commie state, nigga.
Sorry. Well, it's all those damn gays.
No, my boy Smokey's my boy, but he's indoctrinated. Peep it, I'm going to throw this one out. I'm going to throw it out. Yeah, last week, Friday, I believe it was Cinco de Mayo. Yay!
Yeah.
So, last week was Cinco de Mayo. Smokey Joe did a live Facebook shit. And he was in the studio, and he was spinning beats, and this girl was holding on, and she was recording. And everybody, mad people was on, so I was at work, I jumped on to see, I saw Smokey. So I opened it up, so that I could hear what was going on, listen to the music, whatever. And the girl was like, if you voted for Trump, you can't celebrate Cinco de Mayo. And I was just like, I'm offended. So I tweeted, I was like, listen. I said, Big Joe. Big ups, you know what I'm saying? Have fun today, you know what I'm saying? This and that. I said, I voted Trump, but I'm still smoking. You know what I'm saying? And then they kept on with the Trump, if you voted Trump, you can. So I was like, tonight I'm going to celebrate by getting some tequila, getting some fresca, Did I say fresca? Or did I say, mota. I was like, some mota, or some other shit, I forgot what I wrote, which was Coke, and a Mexican bitch to swallow my happy Trump voting load. My happy Trump voting load. I should make a song about that. Swallow my happy Trump voting load. Swallow my happy Trump voting load. Swallow my happy Trump voting load. Trump voting load. Flash in your face. Flash. Smash in your face. Smash in your face. 4 more years, bitches. Yo, I'm making that song, dog. Y'all just caught the idea, and I'm making that song, nigga. Word up.
Tomorrow morning on the toilet, you'll create a gem.
No, yep, that's it. I'm writing out the name of it right now. That's it. Swallow my Trump voting load.
There was a depressing article on the front page of the newspaper today.
What?
Obama's
coming back?
They were talking. The name is actually pretty funny. Time to hash out medical pot laws.
We gotta hash them out.
Hey, hash out. Hey, I get it. Hey, what a great joke.
You see, this is what I'm talking about. And this is what I was trying to allude to as I brought up this Antifa and all this other bullshit. There's certain shit that we should actually be out there genuinely, vocally opposing. You see what I'm saying? For real. No bullshit. But these dudes are making it seem like a dumb fucking thing to do now. It seems stupid to do now. All these Black Lives Matter niggas, I'm sorry, my niggas, but y'all niggas have made that shit. You have cooned it out. Right? You cooned it out, nigga. I feel like a coon out there. I feel like a stupid house nigga. Like, yo, get the fuck out of here, nigga. So now I got to take pride in being a field nigga, dogs.
Wait, that's a new one. I got to write that one down.
No, for real, they cooned it out, nigga. They got all these coons out there. Hugging on white people. Black Lives Matter. The fuck is you hugging this white fucking slave, nigga? If the bitch is talking about, yeah, it's true, then that isn't a slave. They should be behind you picking up the dirt. You should be walking, drinking, throwing shit on the floor, and those slave white motherfuckers should be cleaning up behind you. You want to be out for the cause? That's your fucking contribution, motherfucker. But you niggas is bitches talking about, we're in this together. Solidarity. We gonna be together. Solidarity. Get the fuck out of here, you dumb motherfuckers. You coon that shit up, man. So that real shit goes down. Just the real niggas gotta go out there, and we probably gonna have to fuck up some of you fake motherfuckers. Stupid shit, bro. Shit like the motherfucking, that shit with the internet shit. I forgot the law. I gotta go back. But that shit was just ridiculous. Now all of a sudden they gotta have, all of a sudden, the internet was free. You do what you want, nigga. Shit was nothing illegal. Except porn shit if you got caught, nigga. You know, the child porn shit if you got caught. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of niggas, some niggas have networks and ways to get around that shit, whatever. But now, fine that it fucks them up. But you know, still, that was still freedom. You know what I'm saying? That was the freedom for some nigga to try, some nigga's daughter, to get his wig splizzed. Alright? So y'all motherfuckers, the problem is, most of you motherfuckers are straight bitches. So you scream, oh, make laws to protect my children. Nigga, you should be out there grilling every nigga that looks at your kid, letting that nigga know non-verbally, I cut you to pieces. Straight up while you're alive, nigga. Straight up while you're alive, nigga. I won't let you die. If I have to pump blood in your motherfucking monkey ass, I'm going to keep you alive as I cut you apart, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Death of a thousand cuts.
Man, the other day I watched this video. It was the Mexican army or police, whatever, federales, whatever. They caught, what the caption said, they caught a cartel assassin, a cartel hitman. So they got the nigga on the floor tied up behind his back, with his hands tied behind his back, butt naked. And they're, you know, talking to him, and they're like, yo, nigga, you know, you're this guy, right? He's like, yeah. He's like, oh, you out there killing people like you thought it was all good. And he's like, yeah, you know. He's like, but, you know, they're like, you just answer my fucking questions, you know what I'm saying, type shit. So the nigga is getting him to admit that he's the nigga that they looking for, you know what I'm saying? So one nigga grabs the machete, he starts grabbing at his feet, and dude is like, no, they roll him over. He starts hacking his feet off, one by one. You hear the nigga screaming, no, please, you know, begging and all that shit. They straight chopping his shits off. Then he goes up to his hand and cuts both his hands off, right behind his back, chops little bits off. Then he just grabs him and starts sawing his head off, cutting the head off. You watch the whole video, see the whole shit. The whole thing. Straight right there. It's somebody recording, you know what I'm saying? And the shit toughens you up, Stevie. Shit's better than a shot of motherfucking shot of coffee in the morning. I was like, yeah, I was all into that bitch. I was rewind, nigga. Rewind that shit. Said, yeah, that's some raw shit. That's the way you gotta do, nigga, sometimes, man. You gotta desensitize yourself. You know what I'm saying? You got to see shit like that. You know, you got to be comfortable when you see shit like that. Sometimes you got to watch that shit so much that when it happens actually in front of you, it don't bother you, which scares the shit out of everybody. Cause them niggas be like, this nigga didn't even flag. This nigga talking about it better than I got the blood on me. That's it. Yo, you done, nigga? Yo, make sure somebody cleans this shit up. I'm good. I ain't got no marks. All right, nigga. Come on, man. Y'all niggas take care of that. You know what I'm saying? Then they put his ass, they put his face in his ass. I was crying. They put his face in his ass. I was like, oh, this nigga is fucked up. That's great. That's great, though. They put his face up his ass, nigga. That's what you get, nigga.
Wow, that's
that was great, though. That was great.
That's wow.
That's the way you do it, nigga.
Holy shit.
I said, that's the way you do it, nigga. You let that nigga know. You say garbage, nigga. You do, nigga. What fucking piece of cheese.
Send that to his mom and sister.
Oh, that was great.
Wife.
So then there's people writing on the bottom, those motherfuckers or that motherfucker with the machete needs to die a horrible death. Listen, you cocksucker. If that nigga's a Mexican hitman, if that nigga's an assassin, what the fuck do you think he's done to people? He's probably done that to little children. Nigga, you don't know what the fuck. The self-righteous are so fucking hilarious. Let me tell you, we have so many people that are fucking, the morality in America is so strong. A bunch of hypocrites, bro.
That's good.
A bunch of fucking hypocrites, bro. But funny shit. And real shit, funny shit. Nigga go on Facebook and say some shit and get arrested. These niggas is committing murders. Live. I saw a man cut his wife's head off because she cheated on the nigga. That was another one. That shit was real, too, man. His boy was recording the whole shit. Listen, I know if you cut someone's head off, it's nothing like the movies. Blood don't shoot nowhere. The shock keeps that shit in the body, bro. The shit, even for like a good... Maybe 2 minutes is a long time, but for like a good 2 minutes, there's no blood coming out, not the limbs, nothing. Because when this nigga chopped those feet off, chopped those hands off, all you saw was the bone, the meat, and all that good shit. And money was cutting the tendons. He was all in that shit, throwing the tendons up. I was like, man, this nigga look like he processing a dead nigga. This nigga just processed this motherfucker right here live on HD. Nigga, it was HD. I was like, ooh, good. I should have saved it because I was like, I need to have my kids watch this. Like, yo, nigga, y'all niggas need to see this so you can know how real it is.
No.
Yeah, nigga.
No.
Gotta stiffen them up to that shit.
No.
So if some motherfucker comes in here, he be like, I'm gonna kill you motherfuckers. Everybody like, how? In which manner will you do it? Will you be decapitating people?
No.
Dismemberment? Will it be quick, slow, fast? Why? You know what I'm saying?
Baby, an angel. Come on, don't do that.
Gotta toughen them up, Stevie.
No.
Got to. You gotta get the raw diggy, like, rah! So when they man tries them, that nigga wake up missing limbs, like, woohoo! Wow, that was a lot easier than I thought.
Well, you want to hear the gist of this article here in the paper?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, tell me about it.
Yeah, we'll never get weed.
Steven, that is all the truth. That is all the truth. They will bring the weed here. Trust that. There is big money coming into their hands. They will get it up. They just want to make sure they put so many fucking restrictions and laws so that way they can up the price up. You understand? You see, this is the deal. The dealers in the street have the weed at a certain price. Now, when these stores come in with all the extra laws and extra insurances and extra money they will have to pay, they will have to push that off onto their customers. Their customers will be paying more for the weed in the store than they will in the streets. That means that all those people who are medically in necessity of it, they're going to have to double up on that shit. And for everybody else, shit going to get booming. But the problem is, if they raise this shit so high, these niggas in the streets are going to try to at least get close to it. You know what I'm saying? To get all those other motherfuckers in. That's why I hate switching dealers, dogs. I hate switching dealers. I'll be like, yo, nigga, don't leave me, nigga. I sound like guy and shit. There was a young group, young black R&B group called Guy, Teddy Riley's group. And in the beginning of the song, he's like, baby, don't go. You know what I'm saying? If somebody dealer doesn't believe me, I'll be like, don't go. My life. Ain't the same without you. Oh, man. So, you know, that's the problem. You get a new dealer, nigga, be like, he may have a couple of niggas at a good price, but you come new, he want to get you a little bit. So, I'm against all this, oh, we need to do law. See, this is the type of shit we should be out there mass protesting. But you got all these dumb motherfuckers talking about Donald Johnson Raven. Nigga, how many niggas you got living in your house? What? Who? Me?
Zero.
Donut, nigga.
Yeah.
The new shit is now, and there was I didn't get the article, but you got to have to look this up. Maybe next week if you don't pass out, or maybe take a nap after work and you get a chance, maybe you get able to talk about it. There's a college that just caved in to a group of protesters that now there's a certain space, a safe space, for minority students where white students are not allowed on campus. On top of that, the test dates, when tests and assignments are due, they will be due at a certain time earlier for the white kids than the black children. They'll have extra time to take their tests and do what they need to do. Yeah, that's right. Scowl that all and scratch that goblet all day, nigga.
I don't understand that one.
So I forgot what college it is, but they just agreed to that. To their little section of students.
I'll bet there were some white students that didn't agree with that.
No, I think they were good because the white kids don't ever want to disagree with the niggas. You know, like Colin Faraday says, don't get the black kids angry. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I got to admit, at the college I went to, they had the Afro House. And it was their little clubhouse that they were allowed to have there was no Caucasian club or whatever.
I mean, y'all niggas, you know, y'all have had, this is the argument. You have had and always will have your club.
Oh, we were pretty well known off campus, you know, our senior year we had this house. And we'd have random people show up. The sergeant of the police force lived right across the street. And that guy was so fucking cool. He left us alone, and it was a no-hassle year.
Nice.
And we partied.
Because you got to party, and you know what?
The fucking
but you want to know what? Maybe he was ahead of his time. Maybe he looked at it like, if you guys are partying, you ain't fucking doing stupid shit in the streets. You ain't robbing nobody. You ain't burglarizing nobody. You ain't starting fights with nobody. You motherfuckers in the house getting drunk the fuck up, loud screaming till one of you gets somebody's finger in the ass, and that's it. My worst problem, the worst thing I need to worry about you guys is if one of the neighbors calls about the noise. That's how much of a non-headache is that?
Yeah, our the landlord.
You know, he wasn't a city cop at one time.
He was.
So then that could have been it. Because you know when you see some shit like that, and how I just explained it. Don't that sound better?
And it's a little town. It's
yeah,
not
like,
a big town. It was a little town in northern Indiana.
Like, these kids ain't fucking, how you say, they're not violently dangerous.
But,
so.
Yeah, he left us alone, and
nice.
That was cool. Our landlord was a college student, too. And he lived in the apartment right, like, behind the same building. He had a little apartment. It was a big fucking house. Big fucking house. Four bedroom for us, and then he had his little apartment.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, you ready to talk about something that is near and dear to my heart?
Yes.
Have you heard about this, sir?
No.
The ladies, the feminists of America, have finally done one thing I can agree with, okay? But then again, it's like ice cream. Until you get so much of it, you don't want no more. But they have created the first ever Pussy Museum.
Ta-da!
The Pussy Museum has such architecture, I would say. I guess I would call that architecture.
All right.
That's a bunch of... I would believe they were cast-molded vaginas.
Very nice.
That, look at how wide that one is. That's scary. That looks like an elephant's twat. Anyway, you go in and they have all sorts of artwork. Look at that.
Wow.
It shows you a vagina face art.
Are there names on these?
They don't.
Proud,
I don't think they do that.
The proud.
And then we have I think that's a statue or a artiste with a camera on her vagina. And when you go into the museum, how nice is that? They have, now, the golden arches are beautiful, but these are astronomical.
Oh, that is too funny.
There are two legs on the stirrups, the hospital foot stirrups, and where the vajayjay is the entrance of the door to the Pussy Museum.
Wow.
I thought I had to show this to you. I had this for a couple of weeks.
That is
I just
too
thought
funny.
That is, look at all those guys going in there.
Yay!
There needs to be a head or a half a head, like peeking down to the, looking at us as we go, as we all come inside. Oh my lord.
Oh, that's
and there's
great.
Such artwork as you go up and down. Shows you some nice artwork as you're going up and down. It's booties and breastuses. Artwork.
Very nice.
More artwork. And, oh, a woman who paints with a vagina.
Now, there you go.
Now.
Oh, there's a talent.
I'm sorry.
Oh, why? Why would you be sorry?
That ain't even
to write my name in the snow.
Bro.
it's not so great. I can write my name in the snow.
This is not... And you would be like, oh, this is sexy. But then when you see the dude squat down.
Yeah.
And then start gyrating. And
yeah, I don't know
contorting,
about it.
Contorting
yeah.
like this and this.
I don't know.
But okay, sexy. Okay. That's fine. I don't mean to be disrespectful. That's fine.
Well, but wait. Go back to it. What's she painting here? I mean, what is this?
I think those are practice runs.
This is just lines in the paper,
well,
for crying out loud.
To you, they're lines, but she started off with the white, and then when the rest of the colors come in, it could be so
artistic. I don't get it.
And then this one here is pretty nice. This one here has most of, this is not a pretty vagina. This is not a pretty vagina.
That's got a lot of metal.
This is not a pretty. Yeah. That's not a pretty vagina. That's scary. Look at that little lumpy thing. She should have checked that shit. I don't know.
Which one do you like?
You see now, the problem here is, wow, they don't look as good as they used to.
Oh, come on, Mr.
Some of these are like, what the fuck is this here? She's like ready to go.
Pull them apart.
I'm sorry, I'm not seeing some pretty JJs here. These don't look right. This shit looks like a walrus. No, this shit looks like... I don't know if you ever seen Starship Troopers.
Only bits and pieces.
There was this big giant mole, like they call it the brain.
Yeah.
And when they talk, this would look like. Where is it? Here it is. This one right here. The hose that you need to hand to come out. Like that. Those are some ugly twats. This one, I don't know. Because everything else looks like it's 3D coming at me. Like, back up, bitch. Give me some room. Let me think about this. Like, hold up. None of these. I wouldn't look at none of these swats. I would just take them. I wouldn't lick them.
Pass.
Okay, this here is.
I think this is a live exhibit.
No, this one is not. Sure.
Okay.
Because I saw this one on another one. I didn't get to keep the picture though. This is like it looks like a door. Those are the videos that I had.
The guy stepped to that and jacked off their face.
Yeah, let that happen a couple times.
They gotta clean this.
Let that happen a couple of times. Where they're gonna start putting signs like no masturbation allowed.
You're being filmed.
This area is recorded 24 hours a day. We are going from the face down. I mean, from the neck up. We're not looking down. We know some of you guys are voyeurs. The Pussy Museum. Yeah, I got to check it out. I forgot where it's at, but it is. Just look it up. Google a bitch, and you'll find it. MapQuest the motherfucker, and it'll tell you how long it'll take you to get to it. Okay? So it's called the Pussy Museum. There's no lie about that. And trust me, we have been waiting for this for the longest time. This is the beginning. So I commend them, okay? Give them a round of applause. And we say that this is the beginning. Pretty soon, they'll have bitches walking around half-naked with drinks or serving hors d'oeuvres. Then they're going to have little glory holes. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, so there's little massage areas, the happy endings, you know what I'm saying? Glory hole for the cheap nigga, massage with the rubber tug for nigga with a little bit more money. You know what I'm saying? They're going to get it right. Trust me. What's going to wind up happening is there's going to be two entrances or exit, or an entrance and an exit. No, you can't come in and out the same door. What's going to happen is a man's going to come in. He's going to go through the whole system. By the time he gets to that back door, he doesn't have a wallet. He doesn't have a credit card. He doesn't have a wife. He doesn't have a home. but he has just funded that museum for another 6 years. Okay? And that's just the way
and
it's going to be.
A smile on his face.
With a smile on his face. Oh, okay. Before we end, because I know it's already getting to somebody's
side. Yeah.
All right. Remember the Can of Sense thing that I said that delivers to your house? There was a provision in the Obamacare law that allowed that to go down. The House just repealed Obamacare. So now we're going to see what the Senate does. So I would think that kind of hinges on what goes on with the new the American Insurance or American Medical Bill. I don't know.
Affordable Care Act, I think.
No, I don't think it's that. They're trying to name it something else.
Oh, great.
So whatever it is, I guess we should pay attention. As everybody who wants to have their legal cannabis should pay the fuck attention. You know what I'm saying? But everybody's been doing this activism shit. People need to start paying attention to our local legislation and what's going on with this repealing of the Obamacare, because this was legally a stipulation in the provision of Obamacare. So if the Obamacare, I would imagine if the Obamacare gets repealed, that provision is being repealed as well, right? So let's just pay attention to what's going on. And we got a lot to talk about next week, though. We got, you're going to check out that school, right?
What school?
The one that's allowing the black kids to have a certain area. Remember that? Then we can really be like, this is an outrage! I'm calling everyone. I'm calling the high mystic ruler. I'm calling the old Eagles Towns. What are they calling? The shepherd, the high shepherd priest of the KKK.
All right. Well, I see I got to go to a museum. Maybe that'll be my next vacation.
Well, we won't go to the Exotica. We'll go to the porn museum. Now, how nice would that be to go in there and interview people? You know what I mean? Dudes be like, Well, obviously, he's not as proud as us. We could even wear pussy hats. You seen them when they marched for the Trump shit? They had the pussy hats. The big fluffy pink stupid shit. I've got my pussy hat. My pussy bites back.
Deplorable.
Yeah. All right. Let's get up out of here. Stevie, why don't you say goodbye to everybody, please?
It was good to be here. Glad you had fun in Atlanta. Made it home safe. And see you next week, I hope
so too. You know, Steve, I'm a piece of shit. So the minute I got there, those niggas was like, oh, this nigga's a piece of shit. As soon as I got there, they saw the way I was looking at them niggas and the way I said, let me just say this. The shit was so bad. I go into the office and I was like, I was already mortified and that sort of shit, but I was like, damn, I don't know where to drive to look for another fucking area, you know what I'm saying? And the whole time I was like, damn, next time I'm going to fucking do it right where the convention's at, right next door. Pay the extra. I won't have to rent the car. I can save. I'll probably save more money.
Yeah.
Paying more per night.
Yep.
So anyway, I'm in the office and I'm like, you guys got fucking Wi-Fi at least? She was like, yeah, give it to me. I walk, after I'm going to get my shit, my key and everything, I walk 3 steps out of the office, the Wi-Fi went down. I walk 3 steps to the office, the Wi-Fi comes up. I go, for real? You guys got corded Wi-Fi. This shit is corded, like a fucking telephone, like an old telephone. Got the cord, nigga. I got to stand right here to get fucking Wi-Fi. So when I wanted to watch shit, or I wanted to download shit, I had to go walk there. So the whole time I'm standing there, these niggas are selling dope right in the street in front of me. So I'm looking at them, they're looking at me, and I'm pacing back and forth trying to download my shit. These niggas are selling dope.
Nice.
I was like, wow, welcome to Atlanta. Hey, yo, it's your boy Ant Live, Steve Stone. I want to thank my boy for coming through. We had a great time. Smoker Joe was obviously detained. Oh, he's probably still fucked up off of that Cinco de Mayo. You know what I'm saying?
It's the 11th for crying out loud.
That tequila got him in that tequila hole, nigga.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? But make sure y'all check them out tomorrow night at KMECradio.org. KMECradio.org tomorrow morning and Saturday night, right? Tomorrow,
remember all
during
that
the day.
Stuff.
I know I was at work when I was watching him do his thing. So he does it during the day. Make sure y'all check it out. Look for my dude, Smoker Joe. It's your boy, Ant Live, Steve Stoner. I want to thank Nellope for having the Grey's Anatomy blowing up in the back. Now everybody's like, spoiler warning. That bitch is dead. We out, y'all. We catch y'all next week. right? Y'all keep it tight. Keep shit right. And we'll see you, all right? Peace!
The D420 Show is sponsored in part by Wine V Incorporated, clothing line and barbershops. Fueled by Ant Live Comedy. Powered and directed by Ant Live Comedy. Humor added by Ant Live Comedy. We'd like to thank all our friends and our fans all across the world who've been listening to us on the blogtalkradio.com/It's the D420 Show. Also watching us up on youtube.com/The D420 Show. Thanks, y'all. Bud, peace, and happy. Once again, thanks for listening to the D420 Show.